after taking on Community just 1 year ago, but they could be without a key person tonight in senior Healy Bennett, and she is their leading scorer with about 13 a game. So we'll be looking for people like Savannah Cullen and also Riley Thomas to each potentially step up for Madison. And they'll try and get to the district championship for a second consecutive year. Coming up on Glory, you'll hear from Madison Lady Panther coach Dalton Armatrout. Then Canton Lady Tiger coach Danielle Bakers. We're getting ready for other semifinal. The winner gets Community in the district championship game Saturday on Glory 97 and CentralMoinfo.com.
You're on regional radio getting ready for a 2-3 matchup in Class 1 District 10 semifinals between the Madison Lady Panthers and the Canton Lady Tigers. Dalton Armatrout, first-year coach of the Madison Lady Panthers, kind enough to join us. Coach, guys had a little nail-biter in the 3-6 matchup against Marion County. How did you guys end up pulling it out?
Yeah, we a little bit closer than I wanted to. We hit some big free throws down the stretch, rebounded well. Did what we needed to do to pull it out. So, you know, survive in advance. On to the next one.
Now, one of your key players, Keely Bennett, had a little bit of an ankle injury, unfortunately, Monday, and she's now a game-time decision for you. If she cannot go, who are some of the key players that will have to really step up to fill some of the points that she really provides?
Pretty much everybody on the bench. Riley Thomas is going to start in her place. Savannah Cullen will come in, give us some good minutes, and Annika Salmons will come in and give us some minutes.
Yeah, so that'll be something we'll definitely be keeping an eye on. And when you look at the overall play of your Lady Panthers team so far coming into districts, obviously you get the win against Marion County. Where do you guys feel like you stand right now?
You know, before districts, we kind of struggled there. We had a win against Glasgow, didn't beat Sturgeon, lost the Community there. Came out, did some good things against Marion. You know, coming against Canton, can't turn the ball over a lot. And we're going to have to rebound, and we're going to have to play good defense.
And what's the biggest strength of that Canton Lady Tigers team that you've gotten to watch that you'll have to try and slow down?
I think it's their point guard. You know, she's one of the better point guards, better players we'll see in Class 1 this year. And we're just going to – she'll get her points. We just can't let her go off. We're just going to have to contain her and let somebody else beat us.
Lady Panther coach Dalton Armatrout joining us here on Regional Radio. Appreciate the time, coach. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
And we'll catch up with Canton Lady Tiger coach Danielle Baker coming up in just a moment on Regional Radio. We're back here on Regional Radio getting ready for the 2-3 matchup in Class 1 District 10. Canton Lady Tigers are the second seed, and they have won their last 9. Danielle Baker, the head coach, why has your team been so hot as of late?
I guess a lot of confidence. We get to play some Class 1 schools. Our schedule kind of changed, you know. We always say just get through the Palmetto Tournament, and then we can look forward on from there. So we got through the Palmetto Tournament. We had a good Palmetto Tournament, and then we had an even better La Plata Tournament. And since then, just we've had a lot of momentum, a lot of confidence going into these last games.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You guys actually won the La Plata Tournament Championship. It was your first one since 2010. Offensively, why has things clicked since the Palmyra tournament?
So we started rebounding the ball really well, and then we've been getting it out in front of the defense. We've been really pushing the ball, and I think that has really turned into some of our success because we have just a lot of transition points, and that's what we really lacked the first half of the season when we only were scoring like 35, 45 points. So I would say transition points are definitely a big difference.
Danielle Baker, Canton Lady Tiger coach, joining us here on Regional Radio. All right, you're taking on a Madison team that is 16-9 on the year. You guys ended up not playing each other in the La Plata Invitational. I know you guys were hoping to at some point, but nevertheless, you get to play each other in district. So what really stands out about them?
Yeah, they're really big. They have a lot of size, which we have a lot of size as well, but we don't usually the same size of us. So they're going to be physical. It's going to be big. So we're going to have to work a lot harder for some of those rebounds. And then I think maybe the mismatch would be probably within the guards. So we're really going to have to spread the court and get the ball in transition for the guard play because I think the middle is going to be pretty packed inside.
Lady Tiger coach Danielle Baker joining us here on Regional Radio. Coach, thanks for your time and best of luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
And coming up, we'll have Madison Canton. Winner will head to the district championship. That's coming up next on Regional Radio.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That would be Thomas Motorson Moberly, the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at Canton R5 Schools, AERCO Convenience Center and Steak and Shake in Canton, a branch of Ayers Oil Company, Hoeing Trucking of Canton, Sheraton Valley keeping you connecting, Columbia RP Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College, and Moberly Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Columbia, and online, and Science Trickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Starting five for Canton in the home white uniforms with the maroon numbers and the black trim. It'll be Abby Jarvis, Tegan Burbridge, Lakin Hugenberg, Brylan Pearl, and Lauren Frazier. For the Madison Lady Panthers, it will be Lexi Wolf, Riley Thomas, Charity Morris, Taylor, and Mackenzie O'Bannon. Royal purple uniforms with the yellow numbers and white trim. No Keely Bennett tonight for Madison. Tendon injury on her right leg. And that is a big loss for the Lady Panthers in this game as Canton wins the opening tip-off. We'll be keeping an eye on some of the other players, like a Riley Thomas, a Savannah Cullum, and also the O'Bannons on the inside. Where will the offense come from? And I'll see what we're keeping an eye on as Lakin Hugenberg draws a turnover for the Canton Lady Tigers. It will deflect out. Madison going right to left on the radio dial here to open up this game. This is Riley Thomas over to Lexi Wolf, now left side for Charity Morris. And she'll just unload a three, and it will be rebounded by Lakin Hugenberg waiting on the other side. The Canton senior crosses the timeline, fires one right side, Abby Jarvis inside, turn around Lauren Frazier off the bottom of the rim, and rebounded by Taylor O'Bannon. Wolf down to Morris. Gets a screen through Taylor, now right side. Here is the three-point bid by Thomas. Won't go. It'll go out, and it'll be the Lady Tiger ball. Abby Jarvis, the left wing to the senior Hugenberg. She'll be playing her collegiate ball at nearby Culver Stockton. She takes it up to the top of the key. Bounce pass down low. Lauren Frazier around one and can't get on the board. Rebounded by Charity Morris. She'll take across the timeline, top of the key, trying to go coast to coast. Kick out. Wolf pump fakes the drive. Now baseline out the Morris left corner. Morris inside. Desperate shot in the bucket. We'll go 2-0 in favor of the visitors on the scoreboard. That would be Madison. Hugenberg tries to answer with a three, right elbow. Doesn't go. Rebound inside, and it'll be Brylan Pearl on the rebound. Foul called. And it'll be Lexi Wolf that will pick up the foul for Madison. A lot of size on the interior. Might cancel out each other. Might be a tough task for Lauren Frazier in this game. Hugenberg cashes in on the three at left side. Canton's off and running. They show a press. They escape to the right wing. Charity Morris across to Wolf, near wing. Wolf comes to the top of the key. Down to Morris, right wing for Thomas. Now for McKenzie. High post, left side for Wolf. Now over to Taylor. Her two banks it in. A good start, and now we got a shoe that is loose for Taylor O'Bannon. Gets that all situated, and she gets back defensively. Already a riveting start for the Madison Lady Panthers. Says, here is Hugenberg, now over to Brylan Pearl. Almost got a call for a carry, and now on the right wing, it will drop in. And up 5-4. Wolf, pressured by Hugenberg, over to the right wing for Thomas. Now to Taylor, now to Wolf. Left wing on the line, a long two, and they call it a three instead. Lexi Wolf has her first 3 points of the game. 7-5 in favor of Madison. Here's Hugenberg, top of the key. Looks to the right for Burbridge. Cuts just inside the arc. Her long two, banks it in. They will come across the right side for, or left side for Morris now. Wolf, right side for Taylor O'Bannon. And on the left wing, the three-point try for Morris is not going to go. Hugenberg off to the races on a two-on-one. Berber should available on the right. Hugenberg just takes it all the way. 9-7. And now on the inside, a two-point try by Hugenberg. And on the rebound, Lauren Frazier stripped by Wolf. Lexi Wolf up the left wing. Pulls up, sets up the Madison offense. Now to Morris, right wing for Thomas. Riley Thomas now to Taylor O'Bannon in the right corner. Trying to get ball screen through twin sister McKenzie. Now up to Morris, looking for Wolf. Deflected away, stolen by Brylan Pearl. Now Hugenberg, left side, partially bumped, no foul. Now on the second bump, a little more contact on McKenzie O'Bannon, and she'll pick up her first foul. That'll be a blocking foul on McKenzie O'Bannon. Second foul from Madison. Canton has yet to get one. 9-7, Lady Tigers with the lead. Left corner, this is Abby Jarvis. Top of the key, Burbridge. Now on the right side, they'll try Pearl. Too shy, Abby can't get the rebound. Instead, it's McKenzie. Drops it off to Wolf. Up the left wing, she goes. Wolf thought about unloading the three. Resets for Morris. Thomas open on the right as she wants. Will go to her. High lobber. Now down low. Turn around. Taylor heaves up a shot on the double team. Her first shot blocked. Second one doesn't go. One more try and snatched out by Brylan Pearl. Hugenberg at the top. Right wing for Burbridge. Now Frazier, a sidestep baseliner, and that will not go. And now Hugenberg draws a turnover on Morris. And alone, no problem there for the senior. Timeout. Dalton Armitrout and the Madison Lady Panthers with 3:12 to go in the opening quarter as Canton has gone on a 6-0 run after Madison took a 7-4 lead. And while we have a moment, we have a message we have to tell you from the Missouri State High School Activities Association. And that message is to tell you about the Show Me Showdown, which is coming. High School Hoops will lead to the Show Me Showdown from tonight's game. This year's Class 1-2-3 Boys and Girls Championships will be held March 7th, 8th, and 9th at JQH Arena and the historic Hammond Student Center at the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2019. For more game information, you can log online to misha.org. So out of full timeout, Madison with the ball. Lexi Wolf, top of the key. Looks right, goes left over to Morris. Looks to attack, cannot do so. Finds Wolf right side. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Wolf resets for Morris at the top, man-to-man. Now left corner, Thomas. Just inside the arc, left side, her two. Well off the mark. Hugenberg, the rebound off the left wing, taking Burbridge through two. Hook shot over the rim. And it's a thud from a couple of the Canton faithful. Wolf, Morris tries to drive, can't do so. Thomas, opposite side, far wing. Wolf, now Morris. Looking for a screen through Annika Salmons into the game. Now left wing, true point bid. Thomas over. Now Hugenberg pushes it up the floor to take a Burbridge. No problem. That's what Danielle Baker's really liked from her Canton Lady Tiger team as of late has been the way they've been drawing turnovers, pushing the ball up the floor. They've gotten a little too eager sometimes pushing the ball up the floor. And so far, it hasn't come back to bite them. As they lead 13-7, Wolf wide open left side, trying to make Canton pay on downtown. Can't do so. But Salmons gets the rebound and crashes the boards and smothers it in. Rare points around the Salmons. She averages 2.5 coming into this district semifinal. Again, Madison just escaping with a win against Marion County in the 3-6 matchup as Burbridge's three is too shy. Wolf, left side for Madison. Bounce pass inside to Solomons. Back out to Morris. Now right wing Thomas. Inside, Taylor O'Bannon. Protected closely by Pearl. Now back up top. Morris, top of the key. Three to the left. Rebound, Taylor O'Bannon. That's off the front. Taken by Brazier. Now to Hugenberg. She directs traffic over to the right wing and over the left side. It opens up a lane. Kick out to Jarvis. Left baseline. Blocked by Morris. Taylor O'Bannon resets for Charity Morris. Trying to get around Hugenberg. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 13-9 Canton. Baseline. O'Bannon. Now to Solomons. Back over to Morris. Thomas on the right side. She wants. Goes right through the two. Can't wants to travel, but Morris will get two instead. With exactly 40 seconds to go, that's the first foul of the game for Canton. It belongs to Abby Jarvis. And the first one will go for Charity Morris. Stan Cullen, Mackenzie O'Bannon each come in. Riley Marshall in for Canton. One possession game as Charity will try and make this a two-point game. Off the front and back, and it's taken by Frazier. To Riley Marshall, the sixth woman for the Lady Tigers. Down on the baseline, Jarvis over. Hugenberg get the offensive rebound. Kick out to Frazier from about 8 feet. The left or right side baseline will go. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here is Wolf, top of the key. Zone shown by Canton, left side for Morris open. Had a look at the three-point shot she wanted. Couldn't get square to it. Now she has a better shot from the assist from Wolf, and she'll make them pay. 15-13, a two-court shot by Riley Marshall will go just shy. We'll be back on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. 15-13, Canton with the lead over the Madison Lady Panthers as we get the second quarter underway on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Madison in the royal purple road uniforms with the gold numbers and white trim. Going right to left on your radio dial. Canton home whites, maroon numbers, black trim. All right, they go. Madison's Annika Solomons draws a foul off the layup. That'll be sophomore Lauren Frazier's first. And so Annika Solomons will try and drain the first, does. After caroming off the front backside of the iron. She could tie it up here. With another make on its way. That's off the front. And an offensive rebound. Mackenzie O'Bannon in the left corner. Sets it up for Wolf. She hustles up to set things. Santa Colum on the right side. Back to the left wing for Morris. Gets a screen through Solomons. Now to Colum. Right side Wolf. Solomons, Mackenzie O'Bannon from the baseline. Now down low, Solomons on the double team. Forces one to Morris and taken away by Frazier, but Morris got the hit pause on that and draws a jump ball. It will be Canton's. Sub coming in. Tegan Burbridge checks in for Brylan Pearl. Jarvis comes over to Burbridge. Up the left wing she goes. Top of the key. Now Riley Marshall, catch and release. Baseline, got it! 4-3. Canton's Lexi Wolf dishes it to Charity Morris. Harassed by Hugenberg. Gets around Burbridge. Across the timeline. Now to the top of the key she goes after taking about an extra 20 feet to maneuver that way. Here is Wolf. Bounce pass down to Solomons. Finding a soft spot just inside the arc and banking it in is Savannah Colum. From the right wing, Canton. Now with the rock. Hugenberg down low. Frazier back out. Burbridge another. And a three doesn't fall. Morris. She'll come across the timeline with four supporting. Wolf right wing. Now the Salmons inside. Here is O'Bannon and a travel called as she took a step trying to get better positioning on the two Lady Tiger defense. Here's Jarvis now to Burbridge, top key now to Hugenberg. And a man shown by the Lady Panthers cutting in. Riley Marshall back out to Jarvis, right side. Cannot connect for the 15-footer. Wolf takes it from Madison. Up the left side she goes. Now resets for Morris. Morris eyes from the top of the key. Drops it to Morris. She'll now run things. Looks right. Fakes it to Colm inside. Salmons outside. Now right wing for Morris. Down to the baseline. Bounces it out over to Wolf. Open on a three and 10X. Lexi Wolf with six and Madison's up 19-18. Hugenberg, right side. Burbridge, the answer, and the lead to the left. Wolf the rebound from the baseline. Credit the Lady Panthers. They're executing very strong on the offensive side in this game. Staying patient. Guard play was going to be a difference in this game, according to Coach Danielle Baker. And Morris open on the backdoor cut. Now taking Burbridge. Now a two for Lauren Frazier. And Madison back up 2019. Wolf's turn for Madison. 5 minutes to go here and a half. To Morris. Back around up top. From the pass, Salmons back to Morris from the baseline. Other side for Wolf. Protected by Burbridge. Now driving. Colum back out to Morris. Morris wants a screen through Salmons. Now passes it to her in the high post. Stolen by Hugenberg. Up the right wing. Hugenberg all the way. And the two doesn't fall. Frazier on the other side waiting for it. 22-19. Lexi Wolf now. Inside. Salmons. Right wing. Morris doesn't unload. Back over to Wolf. Left side. Now Salmons. Releases from the high post. Doesn't go. And the rebound. Hugenberg right side. Across the timeline. Has a lane to the rim. Attacks and connects. Timeout. It's Madison. A 30 with 4:02 to go here in the first half. A good pushback from the Lady Tigers of Canton as they had a couple of defensive lapses which allowed some open looks for the Madison Lady Panthers on the outside, and then a couple other times they got a little too staggered over on one side of the court, and that allowed some of the Lady Panthers to drive in and then get a couple of easy buckets and they go the other way. Answer back with some transition buckets. And a big three by Riley Marshall to put them back ahead. 24-19. Can with the lead. This 2-3 district matchup. Winner gets Community, who handled North Shelby rather easily earlier tonight. And here's a three at the top for Lexi Wolf. She's got nine, all from beyond the arc. And now Burbridge just inside. Frazier, another offensive rebound. Can doing a good job on the boards, too. 26-22. Wolf top. Bounce inside McKenzie, trying to find Twin Sister Taylor. And just off her left hand and out back to the Lady Tigers. Sophomore Burbridge. Gets the call from Coach Baker to Hugenberg on the right wing. She uncorks, and that is a little too long. Wolf trying to find Morris up the floor, does. Trying to work around the Canton lane. Right side, Colin back out Wolf, over to Morris. Guarded closely by Burbridge. Tries to attack, can't do so. Wolf resets. Inside, McKenzie, now to Colin. She's stripped by Hugenberg. Huger getting alone. Yeah. Another two for the senior. She's got 11 first half points. Charity Morris now brings it up the floor for Madison. Tosses it right for Cullen. Sauces one in for McKenzie. The Taylor down low and bumped by Abby Jarvis. Last touch by Madison. It'll be Kent Ball. Brylan Pearl checks in. Abby Jarvis checks out for the Lady Tigers. Briley Thomas in for Madison. Pull him out for the Panthers. Burbridge brings it up for Canton. Left side for Marshall. Now to Hugenberg, top of the key. Now for Pearl down on the baseline. Back up to Hugenberg. She faces a double team and just throws one at the rim and goes in. That looked like a shortstop toss from Lakin Hugenberg, the All-State infielder. And two doesn't fall for Madison, as that was Taylor O'Bannon. Hugenberg now for Lady Tigers. Inside to Burbridge, now back out left side, Marshall. Gets a partial screen, tries the three, high archer, and goes over. And out. And back to Madison. Minute 42 to go here in the half. 30-22 Canton. And again, Madison playing without their leading scorer, Keely Bennett, who has a torn tendon that came in the game about 4 minutes in from Marion County. Here's a three-pointer on the right side, Riley Thomas. Left open. Credit the Lady Panthers. They're staying in this game with five triples here in this opening half. This ball goes out. Hugenberg will now take it. Lobs one to Pearl. Her shot is blocked by Thomas. Now Frazier down low. Burbridge in a battle with Charity Morris. And it will be Burbridge with the foul. Some can folks wanting a jump ball there. Pretty close. And here is a Lexi Wolf, left side for Charity Morris, down on the baseline, pulls up. Now back up top for Wolf. Trying to get a ball screen now, left side, Charity Morris. A three, it's in! A one possession game. Burbridge, screen through Hugenberg, lost control of it, picks it back up. Now Pearl just inside the arc, cashes. Lady Tigers have been answering any time Madison has clawed within one possession or tied it, or even taken a lead. Now high post. Here's McKenzie O'Bannon. She gets a generous hop off the back of the rim. 17 seconds to go here in the half. Here's Hugenberg. From the right elbow, now top of the key. Screen now gives it to Burbridge, who gave that screen. Falls to the floor. Falls. Trying to get it back over to Frazier. Her shot offline left. Marshall to rebound. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Hugenberg gets it off in time, and it goes over the rim. A fun first half between Madison and Canton. The Lady Tigers lead 32-30. We'll be back on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com to take a look at some of your first half stats. 32-30. Canton with the lead at half. On Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com, as we take a look at some of your first half stats. Lakin Hugenberg with 13 of the 32 points for the Lady Tigers. Lauren Frazier with 8. Brylan Pearl with 4, as well as Tegan Burbridge. And Riley Marshall has a total of 3 for the 32 points. Meanwhile, Madison hanging in there with the Lady Tigers, minus their leading scorer, Keely Bennett. And Charity Morris, Lexi Wolf, each with 9. Riley Thomas with a 3. Annika Solman's also with 3. The O'Bannon twins each with 2, as well as Savannah Cullum for the 30 points. We'll take a break here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com, and we're hoping to catch up with the Community Lady Trojan coach, Bob Curtis, to talk about their victory which they defeated North Shelby by the score of 77-26 in our first semifinal. We'll try and get him next on Glory97CentralMoInfo.com. Good sportsmanship. Is it something that just happens? It's taught. As part of our high school activities programs in Missouri, good sportsmanship has become a tradition with high school coaches, athletes, and fans. Respect by everyone helps make that happen. We at Regional Radio encourage you to help us, a great Missouri tradition that is practiced in both small towns and big cities, and that's good sportsmanship. The preceding message is brought to you by your friends at Missouri State High School Activities Association and also Alpha Media. All right, as we take a look at, or actually Bob Curtis, the community lady Trojan coach, is actually coming his way right now, so we'll go ahead and get him on for a couple of quick thoughts here. He is a busy man. He is the Lady Trojan coach, also the principal. They had a Board of Education meeting as well going on as we speak, and you're welcome for having you get out of that for a split second.
Yeah, this is a good it's a good
takeaway. Much better deal, isn't it?
It's a good takeaway. Let's talk for a while. Absolutely.
Let's do it. All right. So, Coach, big win for you guys. Ended in our district championship, 77-26. So, what does it mean to get back to an our district title game?
You know, our kids, you know, make basketball a priority, and they really wanted to get back. You know, we were there a year ago, won a district championship, and fell a little short in the sectional against a good Glasgow team, and we're just eager to get back. Got a lot of returning kids. We had two seniors we lost from last year that meant a lot to us, but we had kids kind of fill those roles, and here we go again. So hopefully we can play well on Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So let's talk a little bit about just this run this community team has. We know how good of a team you guys have been, only with the two losses. From that loss last year against Glasgow, where's the hunger level now, trying to go back-to-back and do something more of it?
Well, you know, I think we've had, you know, we've got a lot of kids that have played in big games. So I think they're comfortable, you know, in that format. We've got juniors and seniors who have played in a lot of district championships in their career. And so I think the level is just, not as nervous and more focused and more businesslike. And that's kind of how we've been in district so far. Tonight I think we had about, you know, six or seven girls close to double figures. And kind of came at you from all angles. And that's what we've done all year. Our depth has been a big key for us. And you know, we can kind of match what you have. If you've got size, we can go that way. And if you want to play, you know, small and you've got speed, we can go that way. So, you know, that's been a big key for us. It's just the number of kids who have, again, made it a priority and worked on their game to help us win.
What did you like about tonight's performance against North Shelby?
You know, North Shelby is one of those teams, you know, I've said this, I think in the pregame, you know, Coach Daniels has done a nice job. They're fast. You know, when you get on the floor with them, you'll notice at all five positions, they're pretty quick. So if you don't protect on the drive and keep them out and check out on the boards, they're a very quick team. They don't have a whole lot of size, but they do play hard. And I thought our kids matched that effort, especially in the first quarter when it's kind of time to put your stamp on the game. I thought our kids showed that they really wanted it tonight and got out to a commanding lead there in the first quarter.
Bob Curtis, Community League Trojan coach, joining us here on Glory97CentralMoInfo.com. All right, I know we got the second half about ready to go underway here in just a moment, but going into the district championship, very familiar with the Massillia Panthers, with you already beating them twice, and then also Canada Lady Tiger team that you have a chance to face as well. What's going to be key in that district championship game in order for you guys to go back-to-back?
Well, it's been a good ball game. Two good ball teams. We know what Madison is. We played them twice this year. You know, we're kind of getting our education with Kent. We've seen them play a couple times as well, but haven't stepped on the floor with them. So, you know, either way, it'd be a good contest. Two good teams, well coached, and we're just excited to be there and have that opportunity on Saturday.
Lady Trojan coach Bob Curtis joining us here on Glory97CentralMoInfo.com. Congrats on the win, coach. Hopefully, we get to see you Saturday.
Perfect. Thanks for the coverage. Appreciate
all right.
It.
Not a problem at all. Lady Trojan coach Bob Curtis joining us here on Glory97CentralMoInfo.com. We're ready to go for the start of the second half. Madison trails 32-30, and they will get the ball to start out this second half. They are in the royal purple uniforms with the gold numbers and the white trim. They are going left to right on your radio dial. They got their starting five on the floor. That's Lexi Wolf, Riley Thomas, Charity Morris, and the O'Bannon twins. Addie Jarvis, one of the starting five for the Lady Tigers, is there in the home white uniforms with the maroon numbers and black trim. Turning the ball over to Madison. And they have Burbridge, Hugenberg, Pearl, and Frazier to go with that. Three-point drive for Madison. Doesn't go. Offensive rebound, Taylor O'Bannon. Now to Charity Morris. Around up top to Lexi Wolf. Trying to go down low. Now comes left corner for Riley Thomas. Goes through the legs of Taylor O'Bannon and taken by Canton in a travel called by Brylan Pearl. Canton's yet to use a timeout. Madison has used both their 30s. It is 32-30 in favor of Madison. Right side, looking for the lead. Riley Thomas does it with a three. Hugenberg now. A very tight game in this 2-3 matchup. Burbridge down low for Frazier. Tries to get a shot blocked. Back up around to Hugenberg. She has 13, now rolled over. Pearl shoots square, rebounded by O'Bannon. Dalton Armitrout telling the Lady Panthers, slow down. Here is Charity Morris, right wing, now wide open under, and the layup doesn't go for Riley Thomas. And Danielle Baker with a glare there saying, you gotta get down on that baseline. Now Hugenberg falls to the floor. She got bumped by Mackenzie O'Bannon. And that will be Mackenzie's second foul. As Abby Jarvis will now take it for Canton. Right side, catch and release. Hugenberg for the lead off the front. Abby Jarvis to rebound. Resets back to Hugenberg. Inside, right post. Frazier off the left side. Burbridge a rebound, lost control. And did she step out or was she pushed? Looks like Lexi Wolf pushed her. You have the blue 24, but there's no 24. It's actually on Wolf. Now, left side, Burbridge can't get it to go. Wolf the rebound. Left side, Riley Thomas drives inside for Taylor O'Bannon, her 2-2 strong. Jarvis now to Hugenberg, top of the key. Drives, pulls up at the charity stripe. Beautiful. Hugenberg with 15, Canton back with the lead. Here is Wolf inside to Mackenzie. Her shot is blocked by Jarvis, and they call a jump. Now they're hoping for, Canton was hoping that was a travel, not the case. Either way, Canton gets it back. Right side, Burbridge, down low. Frazier through the O'Bannon twins. That one is called a travel. Wolf for the Lady Panthers. Left side, she goes. Bounce pass over to Thomas in the corner. Fields to double team. Now to Taylor, now to Mackenzie. Her high post is shot. This blocked by Lauren Frazier. Left side, and rattling in is Riley Thomas. She has stepped up with 8 points. 35-34 Madison. Hugenberg gets a partial screen. Shot denied by Taylor O'Bannon. Left side. Here is Charity Morris, now to Wolf. Addison up 35-34. Right side, Thomas, down low. Mackenzie, backdoor cut, and Morris can't finish. I got everyone on the Madison crowd on their feet. That would have been big bucket two. Hugenberg out of control, and no problem from the left side. Cam back on top. 1 point game. 4:10 to go in the third. O'Bannon on the inside goes right through her hands as She looks at this guy and says, God, I should have had that. 4 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Lincoln like Hugenberg for Canton at the top. Left side for Tegan Burbridge. Looks for Jarvis in the soft spot of the zone. Now comes into Frazier coming out to help, and she supports. 3-point lead for Canton. Danielle Baker says you have to be talking on the defensive side. Morris open on the left side. They've been hot out there. And Hugenberg gets the rebound. Fires one down for Burbridge. Now bounces it back out. Riley Marshall, three is offline. Taylor O'Bannon to Lexi Wolf. Right side. At the top she goes. Haven't shared anymore. It's run across the baseline from left to right. Now to Mackenzie. Trips. Pulls up her shot. Gets her own rebound. Left side. Wasn't quite ready for it. It was Thomas. Now forces one down low. And a pushing foul will get called. As Taylor O'Bannon was grabbing the rock. This will go on Canton. And it will be a foul on Riley Marshall, her first. Mackenzie O'Bannon and Riley Thomas each get a breather. Annika Solman, Savannah Colum check in. Lexi Bull, top of the key. Now to Colum, left side. Bounces it over to Morris, left corner. Protected by Jarvis. Colum inside, taken away by Burbridge. And she takes a woman down. That is Colum, and she'll get picked up on the block. Full timeout called by Kent. 2:57 to go in the third quarter. We'll do it as well on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. 38-35, Kent. Out of the timeout, it is a 38-35 lead for Kent. Hugenberg catches it in stride off the inbound. Now to Jarvis. Her shot blocked. Resetting is Canton's Burbridge. Now to Marshall. Cuts into the paint. Her shot around O'Bannon doesn't go. Frazier to rebound. Now back up top. Hugenberg is guarded by Colum on the right side. This is Burbridge. To the baseline, left side Jarvis. Slow shot and drops it right through. And Abby Jarvis has her first points. 40-35. Here's Morris from the right side. Now cuts in through three. Puts the shot up in. Could not get the fall. Lauren Frazier picks up the foul. She clucked Morris in the head. And Charity will go for two shots. First one is off the back. Dalton Armitrout has called Charity Morris the best defender on this Madison team. Has the length to go up against the length that Canton has. And has been really contributing on the offensive side. Second shot is off the front. Jarvis to rebound. Burbridge looks for Frazier, and she got boxed out by Mackenzie O'Bannon, and Madison will grab it back. Good defense there down low by Mackenzie O'Bannon to prevent Cam from getting to that down low. Lexi Wolf, left side. Last one over to Savannah Colum. Shot influenced by Jarvis. Now back into the backcourt, and Lexi Wolf resets. 40 to go here in the third. Wolf, right corner, Morris. Now Salmons, and Hugenberg blocks her shot. Mackenzie O'Bannon and Hugenberg a little too touchy there, and that will be a foul called on Canton. They're actually credited to Jarvis as they go with the front end bump. That'll be the sophomore second foul. Here's Lexi Wolf inside the two. Planks hard. 2-on-0 off the pass from Hugenberg to Burbridge in transition. She'll go for two. That's a good foul to take there if you're Riley Thomas. Prevent the easy bucket. Tegan Burbridge, a 56% free throw shooter on the season. Hit a couple outside shots before she will make the first. This could be a two-possession game. One of the stronger shooting guards on this Can team, according to Coach Baker. Goes two for two. 42-35. Can with the lead. Lexi Wolf. Across the timeline. Left side. Now down low. Getting positions. Mackenzie O'Bannon. An easy layup for her. Back to a five-point game. Here's Lakin Hugeberg. Right side. Top to Marshall. Now left baseline jumper. Jarvis over the rim. And Morris takes it. She got spun around. No foul. Here's Charity Morris. Right side. Double team by the Lady Tigers. They go with an expanded zone. Screen Salmons. Wolf. Right side. Morris. Now to Salmons. Corner. Thomas. Left side. Three. And Salmons offensive rebound. No problem. Annika Salmons having a couple key buckets. 42-39, 35 seconds going to third. Hugenberg to the right side, down for Frazier. Whoa, miscommunication there, and Cannon will get it back. Or check out, Madison gets it back. Daniel Baker saying talk on the defensive side. 20 seconds to go here in the third. Morris for the tie on the right wing, and Frazier to rebound on a jump. Madison gets it. 19.4 in the third. Morris will have it from drive the can bucket. Trying to find Wolf. No one there. Now they come all the way to the top, just into the backcourt. And now Salmons, her two. Off the back, 13 seconds. Hugenberg up the right wing. Hugenberg, left side. Catch and release, corner three. Marshall hits. 45-39. Canton at the end of the third quarter. Barring this two-third shot by Charity Morris, it's short. We'll be back on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. You're listening to KTCM Madison, Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Fourth quarter, about ready to get underway in this 2-3 matchup between the Canton Lady Tigers and the Madison Lady Panthers. It's 45-39. Winner will take on Community in the Class 1 District 10 Girls Championship Saturday at Mexico High School. Can with the ball. Right to left on your radio dials. Start the fourth in the maroon or in the home white uniforms. A double dribble called on Canton. Home white uniforms with the maroon numbers, black trim. Madison, left to right on your radio dial. Royal purple uniforms and the yellow numbers with white trim. Trying to win one for senior Kaylee Bennett. The leading scorer, done for the year with a torn tendon. And they have been playing really strong in this game now. Hugenberg takes a spill under the bucket and took a long slide. She'll go take two, and she has a big old scrape on her right knee after that. She's trying to walk it off here. Foul get called on Riley Marshall. First, second. Or check that. Sam Cullum. And first shot for Hugenberg is not going to go. Daniel Baker has mentioned that the three ball would be something Hugenberg does so well at the collegiate level, and she'll be playing at Culver. She makes the second. Jerry Morris from Madison from the right elbow. Thomas wide open in the left corner. She wants. Doesn't find her. Back to Morris from the pass from Colton. Down low to McKenzie. Looks around. Back to Charity. Threads to Neal on the pass. Now Charity back out. And a shot by Savannah Colton. A good look. Probably rushed the shot just a touch. And now we'll see Taylor O'Bannon check in for McKenzie. Seven 11 to go in the fourth. Here's Hugenberg. Press shown by the Panthers. Hugenberg up the right wing. Cuts inside off the dribble. Two, and that will not go. Snagging that is Lauren Frazier. Now back to Hugenberg, left side. Off the box out for Frazier. Falls to the floor. And as he gets the rebound, that was Salmons. Morris at the top. Screen for Salmons. Now almost lost it. Back to Salmons. Releases and an easy shot there by the junior with 7 points. Here is Hugenberg. Shot goes to the line for two. Almost went in. Goes off to the right. Santa Cullen picks up her third foul. Here's the first shot for Laken Hugenberg. It's in. This will make this a three-possession game. She can make the second as Lexi Wolf checks in for Madison. On its way and connects. 20 for the senior. Wolf for Madison. From the right wing. Trying to get back to another district championship. They got some work to do. They draw the turnover, and here's Morris, and a foul called. It looks like this will be on Hugenberg, and she smiles at that, thinking, I don't know, I thought that was a jump. Tend to agree with her there. Here's Wolf. Tries to attack. Trying to get around Burbridge. Now inside, Jarvis steals it. They try to get it to Taylor O'Bannon. Hugenberg, left side, down, low, her two. Two shot. Morris the rebound. Right side, Morris. To Wolf at the top, left side. Thomas on the double team. Stolen by Frazier. Up the floor, Burbridge to Hugenberg. She misses the layup. Burbridge there to clean up. Timeout called by Madison. 5:35 to go in the fourth. It's a full. We'll do it as well on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. 50-41. Canton with the lead. Madison hanging around. Lexi Wolf to Riley Thomas. Looks for a screen through Salmons. Now up top to Morris. Another screen through Salmons. Nothing there. Thomas, left side. Lexi Wolf catch and release three. It's over the rim. And it was last touch by Madison as Hugenberg let that go. And Thomas tried to swat it off Hugenberg. She'll take a seat. Cullen checks in her place. Jarvis to Hugenberg off the inbound from the baseline. Across the timeline she goes. To the inside, top key goes Hugenberg, down for Frazier, and off the front. Frazier's had a tough go here in this second half. And a lot of that has to do with the Madison Bigs down low. They have had a very strong second half, but so have Canton as Abby Jarvis right on the cue. Locks another, Burbridge cuts in, through two. Morris says no, swats it out. Thomas back in. And Cullen checks out as Thomas just needed a quick breather. Hugenberg off the inbound, releases to three. Wolf trying to get it in transition, and Burbridge a little too aggressive on the steal and knocked Wolf off the ball. And that'll be a foul on her. Her second. Here's Wolf, left side for Morris. To the near wing, Thomas. Now up to Wolf, they reset. Their screen for Salmons. Morris to the right side. Curls in, back out to Thomas, right side. Now Hugenberg swats at it into the Madison bench. Morris to Wolf. Wolf trying to go in, and it was kicked out by Hugenberg. We'll do it again. 4:18 to go here in the fourth. Salmons. Now Hugenberg steals it from Morris. Hugenberg, another transition bucket for the Lady Tigers. 22 for the senior Hugenberg. And here's Wolf, left elbow. Through two, and a foul called. Riley Marshall picks up foul number two. That's the sixth foul. Next one will be 1-on-1. It'll be a 1-on-1 for both teams. Next foul, as a matter of fact. Here's Morris, left corner. In. Back out to Wolf. Wolf looks for some positioning. Can't get it. Now comes right side Thomas. Contest on Frazier, the two. Squirts out to the top. Morris grabs it again. Now she takes it down the lane, and Frazier will get the rebound. And slowing down the clock now with 3:25 to go. They're up by 11. Here's Frazier from the cherry stripe. Back out Burbridge. They go with that same play, a little more quick movement, then they could end up drawing a good look from the outside. But Charity Morris will go in for a reaching foul. 1-on-1 will now get deployed for Canton. That's Charity Morris's first foul. Annika Salmons checks out from Madison. And O'Bannon checks in. Here's the front end of a 1-on-1 for Tegan Burbridge, and she will get another. This is to make it a 13-point lead. Here from the Cannon crowd, she made it. Wolf. Looking around to Taylor, back out to Charity. Now Charity drives in to Taylor. Works for Wolf to the outside. She drives in back to McKenzie to Taylor. Madison staying patient with their shot. Back out. Wolf open left elbow. The three is too strong. But an offensive rebound. Wolf gets it off of the rebound from O'Bannon. Down to McKenzie out of reach. Jarvis grabs it. She's been very strong here down low defensively in this second half. That being Abby Jarvis. 2:30 to go in the fourth. Hugenberg drives. Drops one off to Frazier. Wide open on the left side. And opening it up here in this fourth. Wolf. Near wing to the Thomas. Now to Taylor O'Bannon. Madison needs something. Her seats is on the line. McKenzie, her shot in and out. Right in the middle of the paint. And Hugenberg takes her bittersweet time up the floor. 2 minutes to go. Seven fouls from Madison here in this half for those counting. Here's Marshall. And keeping the staying course, Frazier, and trying to get Jarvis. And Taylor O'Bannon grabs it. Lexi Wolf. They'll ramp up the tempo. Wolf looking for Morris down on the baseline. Gets it to her. Morris curls in around the two, and Frazier another rebound. 90 seconds to go, and Canton will be in the district championship. Hugenberg, right side, looking for the exclamation point, and it is taken away by McKenzie O'Bannon. Hugenberg draws the turnover. Morris falls to the floor. And she is there is something. There's something going on with Charity Morris on her right side, and she is slow to get up, and she's going to take a seat. It'll be a timeout. Dalton Armstrong will go ahead and draw up the play. We'll do it as well. Minute six to go, 58-41. Canton with the lead on Glory 97. So out of a full timeout, good to see Charity Morris back on the floor. Looked like she got tangled up on her right side when falling, and looked like she was in a lot of pain for a second, but she has shaked it off. And they will need her, especially in this final minute. 58-41. Canton with the lead and an off-ball foul. It looks like this is going to go on to Riley Marshall. And that'll be her third foul. And that ends up drawing a one-on-one for Riley Thomas. Big shots here. And she's 8-for-10 this season, that being Riley Thomas. First one doesn't go. And it's a rebound by O'Bannon, and they can't hit. Team Burbridge rebound, and a pushing foul from behind. 1-on-1. Burbridge will shoot it. Taylor O'Bannon picking up the first. First one is good for Burbridge, who's a perfect 5-for-5 from the line tonight. Have all but iced this game. Madison has only scored 2 4-quarter points. They are trailing 45-39. Very much in this game. And then the offense has just gone ice cold. Another foul. Actually goes out of bounds. Wolf. Four seniors on this Madison Lady Panther team as Morris. High arcing three will fall. She is one of them. Keely Bennett, the other. And then Taylor and Mackenzie O'Bannon, the other two. Looks like Cannon's going to run things out. Hugeberg from the left wing. It will be the Lady Tigers of Cannon and the Lady Trojans of Community in the Class 1 District 10 Championship Saturday night in Mexico. 59-44. Cannon improves to 13-12. One postgame coming up on Glory 97 at CentralMoInfo.com. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Canton Madison Class 1 District 10 Girls Semifinal possible. That would be Thomas Motorson Moberly, the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at the Canton R5 School, AERCO Convenience Center, and Steak and Shake in Canton, a branch of Ayers Oil Company, Hoeing Trucking of Canton, Sherrod's Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, and Sinus Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Taking a look at some of the final stats here while we await for Coach Danielle Baker to be working her way up here. Lakin Hugenberg with a total of 13 points for, actually no, way over that, my apologies. Lakin Hugenberg with a total of 22 points in the win for the now 13-12 Canton Lady Tigers. Tegan Burbridge with 11, Lauren Frazier with 12, Abby Jarvis with 2, Riley Marshall with 6 for the final 59 points. Meanwhile, for the Madison Lady Panthers, Charity Morris leading all scorers for the Lady Panthers with 12, Annika Solmans with 7, Riley Thomas with 8, Lexi Wolf with 9, Taylor O'Bannon with 2, Mackenzie O'Bannon with 4, and Savannah Cullum also with 2. Our outstanding player of the game, we are going to give it to Miss Lagan Hugenberg, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. For those 23 points, was a pest on the defensive side too, which resulted in a lot of transition buckets for the Lady Tigers of Canton. And they improve again to 13-12 on the year with a 59-44 final tonight against the Madison Lady Panthers. And Madison will finish 16-10 for the 2018-19 Girls High School Basketball Campaign. Taking our break on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. And we'll try and get one of these head coaches coming up in just a moment. We're back here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Danielle Baker, Canton Lady Tiger coach, is joining us to talk about their 59-44 victory. Coach, congrats again to the district title game. What does it mean for this Lady Tiger team?
It means a lot. It's been a big goal of ours all year long. Since we found out that we were going to be 1A, it's been a huge goal for us to get here. I think it's been 9 or 10 years. How long has it been since we won the La Plata tournament?
Well, you won the La Plata tournament prior to couple weeks ago. It was back in 2010.
Yeah,
was
so your last same one. Thing, 2010. That was the last time we've been in a district championship game.
So now that you guys have gotten to this point, we'll talk about the game here in just a moment, but what's been kind of the message going into a big game like this? What was the thing you told them in the locker room?
The same thing that we've been kind of preaching since the La Plata tournament. Just one quarter at a time, win all four quarters is always our goal. So we've kind of just been playing small games, you know, one quarter at a time, got to the first half, and, you know, two more quarters, finish strong, stuff like that. We've been really trying to just focus on each quarter.
All right, now for the game itself, 59-44, it was a really close game pretty much for the first three quarters, and then you held them to 5 points there in that fourth. What was the biggest defensive adjustment that gave them fits?
They played hard, and they, on the first half, they were on fire. I think they had like 6 threes the first half. Mm-hmm. So they were just shooting the ball extremely well. I thought the second half we made a few adjustments, and we started getting to the ball a little bit quicker. I felt like we were a little late to the ball overplaying. So we got to the ball a little bit quicker, and then I'm not going to say that we won the rebounding war, but we did better the second half. We did a lot better, I thought.
Yeah, it was. We definitely knew that was going to be a big battle, especially on the inside. What was that? What was that like for the likes of Abby Jarvis and also Lauren Frazier going up against the O'Bannons? How did you kind of see that?
Well, I knew it was going to be tough. We talked about it before. We were like, you got to know where they're at. You got to crush the boards. But I was like, you got to stay on your feet and keep your balance and know where they're at. The last couple of games, we haven't played very many post players. So this was a good test for us tonight because we've played a lot of teams that have been very guard oriented. So this helped a lot. And the first half, you know, we had to make some adjustments for the second half, but when we did make those adjustments, especially Abby J, I thought she did a lot better the second half, handling those two girls or three girls.
All right. So looking ahead, another great test for you in the community, yes. Lady Trojans. I know you guys have played a lot of class two and three opponents on the first half of your season. Had some good tests with a K-Row team in the La Plata tournament, and also a very similar opponent in the Green City Lady Gophers. But this is probably one of the more versatile class one teams you're going to face all season.
Absolutely.
What really stands out about the Lady Trojans that will be a point of emphasis coming Saturday?
I've kind of been keeping an eye on them all season since I've known that they were in our district. They play really similar to K-Ro. They play really similar to Palmara that we've played three times. So we'll be prepared for that. They like to run and gun. I know they like to shoot a lot of three-pointers. So thankfully, we've ran into that a couple times this season already. Well, more than a couple times. So, I mean, it's going to be fast. I don't think the game will be quite as post-heavy as it was today. But, yeah, they're a really good team. It's exciting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Congratulations, Coach Danielle Baker, after a 59-44 victory. And hopefully we'll get to see you Saturday.
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Coach Danielle Baker joining us here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll go ahead and take one final break. Dalton Armitrout, kind enough to join us as well post-game. We'll get some of his thoughts and talk about his seniors, and we'll wrap things up from Community High on Glory 97. Wrapping things up here at Community High School. Looked like we were trying to get Dalton Armitrout. It looked like he was looking our direction, and then he may have trotted off. But again, wrapping things up here at Community High School, and we'd like to congratulate the Community Lady Trojans for a win earlier today, 77-26 against the North Shelby Lady Raiders, and congratulations as well to the Canton Lady Tigers, a 59-44 victory over the Madison Lady Panthers. Those two victors will play in the Class 1 District 10 Championship, which is going to be down at Mexico High School Saturday night. We'll go ahead and wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeremy Carter for spinning the dials at the Moberly Motor Sports Desk tonight. Always doing a sensational job. Back an hour drive west in Moberly. And thanks to you for listening with us tonight on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. For Jeremy, I'm Scott. Good night from Community High.